This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the hour, you're back in focus here with the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Center for his Internet's out though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner at the ready, and a thought. Ready, ladies, for a thought?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
How about we make a law that requires all products made in China to be labeled "Made in China, shipped from China," and then all products made in the USA labeled as such, made in the USA. Maybe there's
isn't that already
clearly labeled before you even buy them. That would be nice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Chinese are doing that, things now, like
there. Yeah, there. It's very difficult to find where something is made, and American companies are doing this. You know, like Jay said, she thought she was ordering something from New York City, and nope, came from China.
Yeah.
And you know, and so this is not just a Chinese problem. This is an American company's problem too. And a lot of American companies are being hit with, hey, where is this actually made? And so now they're saying things like,
some don't want to tell you. Well,
they don't want to tell you because they'll say, well, it's made overseas. Or, you know, I saw, is it Ford? Or I think it was a Ford ad, proudly assembled in the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's changing the verbiage to try to, you know, cover up the fact that, you know, everything's made in China.
Yeah. So I send people to the Made in America store. I actually should probably try to get them as an advertiser here. I'm just looking at today's special on the Made in America store, and it is a Christmas puzzle made by a company called White Mountain Puzzles from Jackson, New Hampshire. And there are all kinds of different, what I'm looking at now is a guitar puzzle. But you know, a lot of people, this is really good for your brain too, put puzzles together. Do you do that? Jigsaw puzzles or other kinds of puzzles? Do the two of you do that?
Not in the last few years, but I do like a good Sudoku.
Yeah, well, that's something that hurts my head. I don't do Sudoku. Once in a while, I'll do a puzzle, crossword puzzle, something on the plane. But here's one. There's a ski poster that has 1,000 pieces. So how do you start organizing something?
Find the corners and the edges first. That's
thousand,
how you do it.
Yeah, it's really, it's that,
I mean,
is it
puzzles
that easy?
Became so popular when quarantine first happened.
Yeah.
Everybody was sitting around doing these 1,000, you know, piece puzzles, but I don't know if that's...
Here's one for you, Jay. I Love Tennessee. There's a new puzzle from this company called
Do
I
you
Love...
Know, Jay?
I am not a fan of the weather, nor the bugs or insects and those crazy, huge red wasps, so...
Here's something for me. The 1950s. I like that, yeah.
As a puzzle?
Yeah. There are pictures of people that were important in the 50s, like Rosa Parks, Queen Elizabeth... Castro, Khrushchev, Salk, Stalin, Truman,
that's
McCarthy.
Cool.
Yeah, all these people. Willie Mays.
That's interesting.
That's pretty clever.
Are you going to sit and do a puzzle? Like, if we buy you a puzzle, are you actually going to do it?
No. Uh-uh.
Right, okay.
No, no bother. No. But I just, you know, it's something kind of cool. Made in America. Now, is Tiffany's stuff all made in America? I see they've unveiled their most expensive piece of jewelry ever. They showcased it in Dubai, revealing what they call a reimagined version of an archival piece, a necklace from the 1939 World's Fair, 80-carat Empire Diamond.
Yeah.
So how much is this? It's $22 million bucks, somebody said.
You'd be surprised. The fact that this is so rare and it's a one of a kind And the thing that's kind of wild, I mean, as you would expect when you spend $22 million on an 80-carat diamond, you get your own personal jeweler that's, like, on call 24/7. And basically that person, this is a very elaborate necklace. I've seen the pictures of it. So you can take the center stone out and wear it as a cocktail ring. So the jeweler is on call in case you get a hankering to change it up from the necklace to a ring. That jeweler will do that at your beck and call.
128 carats. So how do you even...
Well, this is 80 carats. The 128 carat one, that's a different diamond.
Another one?
That will never be sold. That's considered priceless from Tiffany.
Isn't that
this
the
one's
one
80 carats.
What Elizabeth Taylor had one that cost almost this much money, right?
Her carat. I actually saw that ring in person.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It was auctioned off at Christie's about 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
and it was the whole Elizabeth Taylor collection. It was just spectacular. That was 32 carats. It was an Asher. I don't remember. It was in the millions, but it's a beautiful diamond, but it's 32 carats, and he had given that to her, and they called that. They didn't call that one the Burton diamond. That was something else that was even bigger. He really loved buying her diamonds. but that 32 carat ring, oh my God. But I don't understand how you could wear an 80 carat ring.
Well, somebody cutting
it's like
your
the size
finger
of your
off.
Fist.
Right,
yeah, it's the size of your fist. I don't know.
New. All right. There are a number of cities in America. This is something we're not proud of, or we ought not to be. This year have hit all-time high homicide records. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, not so much. They have had 521 killings there this year, more than Chicago. And who's paid attention to that? Imagine that, these cities. We're supposed to be a civilized country with all of this, the murder and the other things that it comes from having too many people, frankly, that are unmanageable. This country is too big. The world has too many people and you can't manage all of them. So you look at these cities. Philadelphia is only like 1.5 million people. They had more homicides than the other two largest cities together, i.e. Los Angeles and New York.
Yeah.
13% more people murdered there this year than last year. How in the world? How does the mayor live that one down? Let's see here. On the other, I'm looking at Portland, Oregon. Wow. St. Paul, Minnesota on this list. Tucson. Toledo. Baton Rouge. Austin, Texas. Rochester, New Orleans. Austin is growing so fast, they can't keep up with anything there.
Austin can't even handle the traffic. I have a couple friends who had
really
to move
trouble.
To Austin because they work in the tech industry,
yeah.
And it's just, it's kind of a nightmare.
Big problem.
Yeah.
It's a big, big problem.
They love living there, but it's just, you can't get around.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of problems, the labor shortage problem that we have in this country is the number one driver of inflation. I guess that makes sense when you think about it. There was a testimony presented in Washington this week about the labor shortage and how it's challenging pretty much everything. Go into a restaurant, see if you can find a waiter or a waitress to take care of you. Right? And that goes across the board. Truck drivers, people who are working in service industries. And I ask the same question all the time, every time I see something like this. Well, we talk about it. Where'd they all go? They were working before COVID, so where did they go? Where are they?
They found different jobs.
Yeah, different industries, different jobs. A lot of people took early retirement. It's a whole combination. It's not just one answer, which is, a lot of people want to... Look, we all want simple, easy answers to things. This is a complex problem. This
I
really
like
is.
I like simple, easy answers.
Right,
like
well...
Simple answers.
Okay. It's a complex one.
So on the other side of the labor problem, the American worker, people listening to this program right now, is about to get your biggest pay raise in the last 12 years because of this labor shortage that we're talking about. The average American worker is supposed to probably next year, the largest one-year pay bump since 2008, which is when we had all this. I hope this, let's talk about historical perspective and what people are taught or what they remember. You remember 2008 was the beginning of the biggest crash since the Depression. So people got huge pay raises, and that caused in part, not completely, but the budget crisis, the fact that in that year it was the average salary increase was 3.9%, and that's about the Conference Board of Economic Advisors says that most people will get a 3% raise. Well, that's just keeping up with inflation the way it is now. It isn't even keeping up.
That's cost of living. That's, yeah. You know, that's, yeah. Well, so, I mean, look, I have a lot of friends going through this. You know, my husband is going through this, too. A lot of people are, yeah, a lot of people. Well, not where he's not where his current company is, but, you know, his current company, there are several, there's a lot of people have left, and a lot of people are going to better paying jobs. And so if companies want to hang on to good employees, they're going to have to pony it up. They're just, that's just how it is. Because people can go to a different company, a rival, and get, you know, $50,000 more a year. And that's not an exaggeration.
There are some industries that can do that, and some industries, in the radio business, same as you are and I am, and the amount, the increase that is being demanded will require one of two things, advertising rates to go up or other people to be fired so they can redistribute the amount they have to pay. Advertising rates are not going up because people won't pay for them because of the challenges of dealing with the digital realities of our world. So the rates, I'd like to get more money for my advertising here. It's a real problem because, they say, I can get cheaper advertising on the Internet. Yeah, you don't get squat response for it, but it's cheaper. Sure. Help yourself. So that's what he's facing, and anybody in the broadcasting business, that's what they're facing. Speaking of the broadcasting business, the DJV downloaded a daily overview of what we have been discussing. A couple of pretty good ones here in the most recent focus in our podcast. A lot of questions about what happened on January the 6th. That thing goes on and on and on. I'm so tired of talking about that. We had a nice warm conversation about Nick Cannon, though, who had a five-month-old child that passed away. That's part of the DJV podcast. And another recent one was one of the threads through the conversation was suggestion to marry your best friend or your biggest fan. That was a good conversation. I enjoyed that. Find all of the great conversations. They're easy to find. You can listen to the program all day, every day, the whole show at djvshow.com. And you can find the podcast at djvshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. So help yourself. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Eversweet DJV program with the Eversweet Victoria Keelan and the Eversweet Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media, amongst many other things. The DJV social media platform, people can respond to questions. We got a lot of that sort of thing going on. We also are happy to bring you up to date on some of the cultural, the pop cultural news. Betty White will be 100 years old before you know it. And she has a new book. What do we think? She's got that. Do you see the picture? Kind of that nice dimpled smile and a gaze. This is a big coffee table book. Pretty good. Is it around for Christmas? Can you buy it now?
Yep, it's out now.
Living legend.
It is?
Yep.
Really?
It's out now, yeah.
Huh.
It's yeah, she didn't participate in it. This is written by an author, Ray Richmond, who's been a huge fan of hers for a while. But he did interview a lot of people in her life, which was pretty cool. So you get Carol Burnett, Candace Bergen, Gavin McLeod, who actually wrote the foreword for it, but then passed away recently.
Yeah. So he says, you could make a convincing case that Betty White is the most versatile and most beloved entertainer in American history. Do we agree with that?
Absolutely. Sure. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. The book is called Betty White, 100 Remarkable Moments in an Extraordinary Life. I'd like to have that book myself, put it on the coffee table. It is my daughter has a coffee table book of the Obama years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Oh, I gave that to my mom. That's from Pete Souza, right? The official photographer of the White House. Yeah. That's a lovely book. It really is.
Yep.
He was an incredible photographer. He worked for President Reagan. He worked for President Bush. He was just unbelievable, the moments that he captured throughout multiple administrations.
I'm looking at some of the things that they highlight here. When she was on SNL, she was...
Yeah, she was 88 years old hosting SNL. That's pretty epic.
It really is. So, happy birthday to her. Check out the book. A good idea for those who are of age to remember. So, even if you're down to your age, the two of you, you'd be able to...
I'm a super fan. Enjoy this. I love Betty White.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff. I first knew her from Golden Girls, so nothing she really did before. And then Hot in Cleveland. What was the proposal with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
She did so much stuff.
Yeah, good for her. Happy birthday. We'll remember it certainly when we get there as well, but it's a good idea for a Christmas present. All right, apparently the Brits are all up in arms because people are snorting coke. in Parliament?
Parliament's getting lit.
Yeah, we're getting lit. All right, does this include Boris Johnson? I can see him on a sniff.
We'll find out. But authorities from the British Parliament.
So what's going on? What brought this to the surface?
A newspaper reported that traces of cocaine had been found at numerous sites in Parliament. So authorities called in police, House Speaker, House of Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle was contacting police after the Sunday Times report, and so they're looking into it. But apparently, these traces of the drug has been found in 11 locations that are only accessible by accredited parliamentary lawmakers, staff, and journalists, including the washroom near Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying. We'll find out.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, he's a dip. Anyway, okay. So, he is. Adam Sandler says his wife and Jennifer Aniston have a nice time tag-teaming on his health. What's the matter with his health?
The friendship between Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston is like the friendship I feel like we didn't know we all needed. But they've been friends for a long time before either of them really had jobs. They met when Jennifer Aniston was dating a pal of Adam Sandler's, and they're basically like family. So Adam Sandler's wife and Jen Aniston will often tag team for his health. Adam Sandler will show up, and Jennifer Aniston has put different health foods and shakes and green smoothies.
I mean, he doesn't look healthy. I think that's part of the problem.
And he's even said that they were like, we just want you to be able to touch your toes. And he said he's still 9 inches away.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of weight, but I guess he's trying to lose it now.
Yeah. Good. This is a good time to do that. Check out what happens with Calitrin there. We'll send that info along to Adam Sandler. 28 after the hour.
Manufacturing companies continue to struggle to find skilled employees, but they may be overlooking the perfect talent pool, veterans. In fact, veterans share many traits that make them a good fit for jobs in manufacturing because they've been trained to live the values of their service, whether in or out of uniform, says Julie Davis, the Director of Workforce Development at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, an organization dedicated to supporting North America's manufacturers of construction and agricultural equipment. Traits that make veterans great employees include an entrepreneurial spirit, flexibility, skills, and loyalty. In addition, hiring veterans has financial benefits both for the veterans and for the companies. Programs such as the Work Opportunity Tax Credit provide tax credits for companies that hire vets, and the VA Special Employer Incentive Program designed to reimburse portions of veteran salaries. Also, Department of Defense Skill Bridge Program pays employers to hire veterans to train and work on a temporary basis for up to 6 months. Visit www.aem.org/workforce-solution for more information on these programs and on workforce development for the manufacturing industry.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family who brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico, shares a border with Guatemala. A video of New Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins freaking out on reporters for attempting to interview her outside of work resurfaced Wednesday after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The video of Rachel Rollins contains threats, vulgarity, and racist statements. After mainstream media and countless politicians said Jussie Smollett's racist attack was a sign of the times in America, boy, did they get that wrong.
In which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did.
Prosecutor Dan Webb, USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As China continues its human rights abuses and aggressive behavior on the world stage, the best way to counter China is to depend less on China. Stop buying their products would have a major impact right now. Paul Borgman, chairman of Decouple China Pack on One America News, says breaking away from China should be our ultimate goal.
Well, it's a total war, as you know. And to rebuild America and safeguard your family, we need to decouple 100% from China now. That's what Decouple China Pack stands for, and we believe that that is the most important thing at this point in time. China is everywhere in this total hybrid war, as you know, and we'll have a pledge for candidates from around the country, state, local, and federal, to sign. So we're talking about cutting trade, resetting, and even the 380,000 students that are in the U.S. studying here in America. I don't believe that we can't do it. I don't believe that. I believe the American people are ready to do it. I talk to manufacturers all the time. They're already in the process of decoupling. And I believe that they can do it. There's an assumption, even in the Senate right now, which is bipartisan on the innovation and competition bill that's working its way through the House and the Senate, voted on in June. They seem to believe that we can't do that, that we have to start at a point where we are intertwined and we must stay intertwined. And I believe that's the Chinese propaganda that we're fighting against.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn seems to have lost her way somehow or other. The vagaries of all the technology, right? Isn't that what it is, ladies? Think about all the trouble you have. Victoria
it's
King
weird
is
that
here.
Like the weather affects her cable because it's raining and in L.A. and it's every time there's rain or a lot of wind, her cable and internet goes out.
Does she have
range?
Does that happen? Jay's down in Nashville. Did that happen to you down? You had
that
tornado
happens with
problems.
Us. Yeah, we had direct. Well, yeah, that was crazy.
What used to happen
Sunday night to Monday?
There was a. We had a special connection for radio, digital radio, back in the '80s and '90s. It's called ISDN, Switch 56, all kinds of different. It was digitalized, but it was very open to all kinds of problems because on the telephone poles there are these boxes that continue the current, if you will, or the flow through what was copper cables at the time. And whenever mine would go out, there was a box across the street. So the box got full of water because there was no cover on it, and it would just stop. I mean, it was so simple, and they never fixed it. They just would suck the water out of it. They wouldn't put a new box up, and it happened over and over and over again. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in certain corporations, corporate America, that's so interested in profits over the next 6 months, and that's what the boss is supposed to be looking at. That's what the board of directors wants him to do. But when it comes to things like that, they refuse to put the telephone lines in the ground, even though it would be better for maintenance because they wouldn't be exposed to the weather, stick all of the utilities in the ground. They don't want to do that because it would be too expensive to do it. Once they get it in the ground, it would be no expense at all. But because they don't want the 6 month to 1 year cost of digging up the roads and putting all of the utility, and they can't get together. The electric company can't get together with the phone company, and they can't get together with the people that are taking care of your cable stuff. So all these things are hanging on telephone poles, but they can't get together and stick the stuff in the ground. It's just, it's craziness. It really is. And so we become victims to it. And I'm sure Jennifer's problem is the same as what I just described. Speaking of problems, the Chinese government says the U.S., listen to this, ladies, has committed evil crimes against Native Americans because they're trying to counter all the reports of the genocide, the Uyghurs, and whatever else is going on.
We did commit horrible, horrendous crimes against Native Americans.
That makes it all better with the Chinese.
But that was 400 years ago? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like, this is 2021. That's the thing. China's rebuttals are the worst ever. Like,
simplistic.
They should just get a lawyer and have them, you know, give the responses, because the stuff that China comes up with is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Stupid stuff. We were talking about the way people are moving around. Jobs are plentiful and pay increases are it's kind of the name of the game. So I came across something that I wanted to share with you, and I wonder if you have ever experienced, well, maybe I shouldn't put it that way because I don't want to embarrass you, but did you, when you were both trying to get jobs, always tell the truth during job interviews, or did you embellish?
About what?
About
the truth about what?
About,
I mean, in radio, like, your job interview is how you sound on the air, so.
Yeah. But have you never done anything except be in radio?
I embellished a little bit on my acting resume once upon a time when it came to, like, other skills.
Yeah.
Like,
I am
probably an amateur
snowboarder. Swordsman.
Yeah. Yeah, like, different stunts that I thought in my head, I'll never actually be asked to do this. Let's just put it on the resume.
Right.
Jennifer Lopez just told a story about that she was, when she was a fly girl on in Living Color, she was trying to get an acting job, and she booked a commercial where she had to do, like, trampoline gymnastics or something, and she's like, oh, they won't make me do it, and she said she could, and she got to the set, and then, oops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a new book called The Liar in Your Life, and it focuses on careers, leadership, things that people have said to get ahead in their careers and become management leaders. You know the old Peter principle? The guy who doesn't have what it takes keeps moving up to get him out of the job that he's in instead of just firing him? That happens.
We all know those people.
Failing upwards.
Exactly.
Education, a big place for that. A lot of administrators were terrible teachers, so instead of firing them, they give them an administrative job. The world is full of those. One of these studies finds that people would exaggerate all manner of things when going for a new job, from the responsibilities they had in previous jobs to the reasons for quitting. A lot of mistruths across the spectrum, exaggerations, complete fabrication. When I started the job, my first commercial job in radio when I was 18 years old at WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, the program director said, we need somebody to do a country and western show at night. Do you know anything about country music? Yeah, I knew everything there was. And I went home and I beefed up a little bit, and I went back the next day and said, I know all about Connie Anderson, and I know all about Bill Anderson. I went through the whole litany. I didn't know squat about, if you listen to some of the old tapes of those of those shows, I imagine, I think Bob has a few of those. Anyway, that was, I think that may have been the most exaggerated, because I just kept getting jobs in radio after that, and it didn't, they, as you just said, that was very sage, Victoria, or no, Jay, you said it. The resumes, which sound like on the air, it doesn't make any difference. Other than that, unless you're some kind of a you know, now the sex perverts that don't get jobs, but, you know, other than that, you pretty much, the way you sound is what they're going to judge you on as you move ahead.
Well, I think a lot of times employers are looking at, will you fit in with the culture or the climate of our business? Will you fit in with the coworkers and the colleagues? Are you a good person? Because a lot of people believe, well, we can teach you the job. We can't teach you to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out people can't learn the job, and then that's why it's a revolving door.
Right, exactly. And so we have that. There's another book here that is referenced, The Psychology of Job Interviews. This book is really about trying to make a connection with the interviewer and appear more likable than maybe you are. Some people just don't. The kids today are not, they're so socially awkward. They don't know how to handle. And a lot of people are hired now. What's the name of the company that we advertise? Indeed? It's Indeed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So does anybody, you get hired off your resume, not off an interview. That's the way.
Well, no, you get the interview based on your resume. So Indeed will have your resume circuit.
Right?
Well, no, depends on where you are in the country. I mean, that's, you know, it could be a phone call usually with the recruiter first, and then you'll get an interview with, you know, whether you go into an office or if it's a lot of jobs are remote jobs now, so then you'll have a Zoom call with someone, and then you go through the interview, you know, round one, round two, round three, whatever it takes.
Huh. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm glad I don't. I guess maybe that's one of the reasons I like working for myself.
But, you know, one of the hardest things, though, and I've seen my husband go through this, and I have a lot of friends who are going through this, you know, it's it's a huge knock on the industry, and I think that recruiters need to do a better job. You know, people, it's very disheartening when you go through several rounds of interviews and you feel like you're just nailing it and that this, you know, the job's a perfect fit, and then they just ghost you and you never hear from them again.
Yeah,
and I have so many friends who have gone through that. My husband's been through it. It's horrible. It's very disheartening. It's, you know, company. But then again, you know, you kind of have to think, well, if a company treats someone that way, would you really want to work for them? Because people are really down to the nitty gritty assessing how a company treats their employees these days. And so it's not a good look.
It's choosier than they used to be. But how is this different than having your first date? Isn't this all the same sort of thing? You're trying to get a job. You're trying to get a date. You're trying to, you know, move to second base or whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Men tend to lie more about themselves than women do.
Absolutely. And I don't even think it's lying. I think it's just men in the business. Yeah, I wouldn't call it lying. I think men have, you know, men can embellish their skill set with a lot more confidence than women can. Women just by nature maybe will downplay their skill set or not even realize that they have a skill that they should be bringing up in an interview. And men will just charge in like, yeah, I could totally do this job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just a big difference between, and that contributes in part to the wage gap that we have. Men will go in saying, well, I need X number of dollars, you know, for that needs to be my salary. And a woman will maybe accept an offer instead of demanding an offer.
Would be honest enough to go in and say, I really need a job when they're being interviewed. The average candidate tells 2 to 3 lies on average in the average 10 to 15 minute interview. And how could you hire somebody just talking to them over a 10 or 15 minute period?
Well, that's probably just round one.
It depends on what the job is, I guess, much as anything
else. I mean, the interviews Lewis has been on, it's 45 minutes to an hour for each call.
Well, and now it seems like it's not even in person for the first interview. It's on the phone, then it's a teleconference, or not teleconference, but like a Zoom meeting, and then it's like, okay, let's actually bring you in.
Yeah. Yep.
Very interesting how it all gets put together. Speaking of interesting, There's a story floating around today, actually in the L.A. Times, about a student from Auburn University who vanished on his way to school in his car in 1974. His name was Kyle Klingscale. He had a white Ford Pinto. He went missing in January of 1976 when he was on his way to Auburn University from his home in LaGrange, Georgia, about 45 minutes away. He disappeared, never returned to school. Parents never heard from him again. Never, and nothing. No, there was no sign of him. He just, it was like he, you know, like the aliens came down in, remember the, what was the name of that movie where the old timers.
Independence Day?
No.
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, they've been looking for his car off and on for 45 years. Wow. And apparently the other day, they dragged his car out of a river. And this car was in a creek. And they went down, found the car, and the remains of this guy in the car. Now, how does it happen? This was a... how does it happen that it takes that long? This is just a little creek. There aren't that many. How good was the investigation, or did they really do? That's the question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'll be here with questions for Dr. Ken in a moment or two. Also, the latest DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken focuses on the would-be or could there be a Christmas splurge of COVID. Ken answers that question and talks about where COVID is, and there's some information about vaping that would be interesting as well for many of you who may have tried that. All DJV Health podcasts are available at djvhealthshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. Questions now for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the quiz master. You're the contestant, Ken. So here we go. There's a new proposal from the FDA, which marks the first step, apparently, in allowing a new category of hearing aids to be sold over the counter. No medical exam. No audiologist fits them. You just buy them and stick them in your own ear. So I guess this has been something that's been advocated for a long time. That is pushing for over-the-counter hearing aids. What would be your advice? Is this the same as in the eye care industry when you go to the Walgreens and get the cheater glasses? You don't have to go to a doctor's office to get an eye test. You just, okay, this one works for me. I'm buying this.
Doug, I think we all need to approach hearing aids the same way we approach eyeglasses. Eyeglasses are a seeing aid. Hearing aids are a hearing aid. And you wouldn't believe how many people I take care of, doctors take care of. They wouldn't think a moment about getting glasses, but to get a hearing aid is, wow, I can't do that. They'll come into the office. They can barely hear. We're screaming, you know, people 3 blocks away can hear us screaming so that the patient can hear us, but they just won't get a hearing aid. It's multiple reasons, a matter of pride. You know, this clearly seems like I'm aging. But for many people, it's price. And traditional hearing aids can be very costly. Insurance doesn't cover them. And I think that this availability of these significantly lower cost hearing aids is a real advance. And for those who can't afford traditional hearing aids, which can be multiple thousands of dollars, not covered by any insurance, that this is a reasonable approach to see if these will work.
All right. So then let's take that same premise one step further, because the eye care industry offers through going, you know, basically to a drugstore. There's a big stand there, and for years I started wearing cheater, they call them cheater glasses, with 100 power back when I was 41, 42, And now some 30-odd years later, I'm up to 300s. I've had every different, I've got probably 24 glasses all over the house, all over my office, all over the studio, in my truck, in my car. And they seem to do the trick, although I have had, I get an eye exam every year. I've gotten prescription glasses to drive at night because I don't like not being able to see well at night. And so I wonder, but I've never gotten prescription glasses. I tried the trifocals because in my studio, I have to look at a computer screen or two or three. I have to look at material that's in front of me, to the left of me, right of me, and my eyes have to adjust quickly. And I didn't find them doing that. So every once in a while, I try a different pair of glasses.
When was the last time you tried the trifocals?
I don't even know where they are. I think they may be sitting.
If it's been more than a few years, you should try them again because the technology in the last few years is amazingly improved. And if you haven't tried them in a while, give them again another try. You may really like them.
All right, I will. I'll try them again. But in general, advice for people on reading glasses, what do you tell people, if somebody comes into your clinic at Lake Cardiology, and even though you're not a specialist, you know as well as I do that people ask you a lot of questions about different things. So if somebody says, do I just go buy reading glasses, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them to find an optometrist who can write a prescription for your lenses. Most ophthalmologists or eye doctors don't even like to get into this. They refer you to an optometrist.
All right, so what's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
Ophthalmologist is an MD who takes care of medical illnesses associated with the eyes. An optometrist is the one who writes the prescriptions for eyeglasses for near and far sightedness. And will also examine your eyes, but does it a little more focally than what a physician will do. And my ophthalmologist doesn't even write prescriptions, you know, sends you to the optometrist to get your prescription for your glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the hearing aids, by the way, going back to that, some of these devices cost $5,000, and insurance coverage is limited a lot of times. And
well, that's
so
why
maybe
these new high tech
over the counter. Yeah.
These new high techs are a nice option for many people.
Yeah, right. All right, there it is. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.